This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China has hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration could start again very soon, and it has sent global stocks and, since the opening bell this morning, Wall Street stocks up. The Vice President's Chief of Staff, Mark Short, saying of the news,
I can't sit here and tell you when there'll be a deal. I'm optimistic that eventually we will get a deal, but I think the President's been very clear about his position here. For many years, we've had administrations that have basically provided China with favorable terms in which they've continued to even violate those. This president said we're not going to do that anymore, and he's doing that to protect the American worker.
Meanwhile, the Commerce Department has revised its figures concerning economic growth in the year's second quarter. It shows the economy growing at a rate of 2% even. Hurricane Dorian could be a Category 3 when it strikes the southeast U.S. this weekend, and this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Deaths caused by drivers running red lights are at a 10-year high, according to AAA, saying the number of people killed by someone going through a red light reached 939 in 2017, the last year for which all the data is in. It's the highest death toll in 10 years and the fifth consecutive year that fatalities increased as a result of run red lights. Many continue to call for the White House to speak in support of so-called red flag gun laws. Vice President Mike Pence says the White House does support them, but believes they should be up to states to enact.
17 states in America have red flag laws today. There are four more states that are considering them. But I think as we look at this, proposals in Congress are designed to encourage states to adopt these laws.
He says the White House is serious, though, about strengthening background checks for gun buys. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Amid lots of talk that the U.S., the Afghan government, and the Taliban there are on the verge of an agreement that could allow the U.S. to bring troops back home, the Joint Chiefs Chairman Joe Dunford says any such withdrawal would be based on conditions on the ground in that war-torn country.
Any agreement that we have moving forward, the President's been very clear, is going to be conditions-based.
Dunford says the U.S. must be confident in the Afghan government and its security forces before any troops should be brought home. Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand ending her presidential campaign, announcing it online yesterday, but vowing to continue to focus on helping defeat President Trump in 2020. Now the Democratic Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, responds, calling Gillibrand a rising star and adding that the people of New York are lucky to have her back full time. And the White House will be holding a ceremony shortly to recognize the establishment of the U.S. Space Command, which is to oversee the defense of American satellites as well as do planning for military engagements in space. The command is currently located in Colorado Springs, but a permanent home for the command has not yet been selected. In addition to Colorado Springs and Aurora, Colorado, sites in Florida, California, and Alabama are also believed to be in the running as that permanent headquarters. And remember, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And, you know, as we continue to, debate something that you think should be an easy an easy foregone conclusion here, and that is national security, which, our focus, you have to consider what's happening at our southern border. It just seems rather academic. But all this fussing and everything that the Democrats continue to do to resist this president and common sense, I mean, they've just not figured out that 63 million voters voted for Donald Trump because they wanted border security. What has been happening in terms of, of the standard of the rule of law in our country, how it's affected our citizens. We've had Maria Espinoza for many years talking about illegal immigrants, the damage they have done, the murders that have been committed on the citizens of our country in just about every state of the country. And, of course, it's hard to document that. Because for some reason, I don't know if it's in some closet somewhere in our government, these figures, but the figures are not easily discerned to give us, credible facts that we can say in fact, but in just in a general anecdotal sense, we understand just about every state of the union has been affected by an illegal immigrant committing a murder on one of our citizens. I mean, think about that for just a moment. Well, Marianne Mendoza, while you're thinking about that, she's an angel mom whose son was killed by an illegal alien. She currently serves as a consultant and advisory board member for Rebuild the Wall. Marianne, first of all, I'll tell you, our heartfelt sympathies are with you as an angel mom and other angel moms whose sons have been killed by illegal aliens. And your story is so important, and I appreciate you coming on the show to talk about it.
Thank you for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
So tell us your story, Marianne. What happened?
On May 12, 2014, in the very early morning hours, my son, who was a police sergeant with the Mesa, Arizona Police Department, was on his way home from work, and a repeat illegal alien criminal had got himself three times the legal limit drunk. He was high on meth. He drove over 35 miles the wrong way on four different freeways, and slammed head-on into my son going over 100 miles an hour. And I did some research after the fact, and this man had committed crimes up in Adams County, Colorado, more than a decade prior, never showed up for his court date, and was caught coming back over the border from a visit with his family in Mexico, and several years before he killed my son, was taken back up to Adams County, Colorado, and the judge basically gave him a slap on the wrist, and I get out of jail free card and said, have a nice life, sir, and let him go into our country.
And the sad, disgusting part of the story is this particular illegal alien. I mean, this is one of, what, hundreds of thousands of stories? You know, like this, in this naked city that we call our country. I mean, and this is why there's such growing outrage and the attacks on, you know, anything that has to do with our border, the attacks on the president. You know, again, you hear the cheers of 63 million and growing numbers of voters who are saying enough about all this. I mean, you know, the Democrats saying that they're concerned about our national security, but yet they seem to enact and embrace policies that are antithetical to the rule of law.
Yes, and, you know, the biggest thing that I'm pretty excited about right now and hoping that we move forward on is our president ending the Flores settlement, because that gives, that puts a time frame of 20 days on our officials at the border to be able to vet somebody and process them in the midst of these huge caravans that are coming over and the overwhelming, you know, amount of people who have been coming across our border. And 50 to 70% of our Border Patrol is currently, you know, transporting people to detention centers, babysitting them, sitting alongside, you know, the Rio Grande, waiting for people, just groups of them to come over and present themselves to Border Patrol. So we are down 50 to 70% in our manpower in properly vetting these people. And it's absolutely ludicrous to even put a time frame on processing these people just because they happen to show up with a child. And now we know the devious ways of all these people, the cartel saying, have a child with you, we'll get you across, it's your free card into the country. You know, we've got to stop all these loopholes and the things that the cartel are, and human smugglers are taking advantage of.
Well, and it's so ridiculous. I mean, this is such common sense, Marianne. I mean, what was established by the Flores settlement was done years ago based on the numbers at that time, certainly not numbers to the degree that we're dealing with now. And as you say, the diabolical move by those on the other side of the wall that are rigging the system. And it's disgusting that this narrative from the mainstream media and other pundits want to insist that everybody, or, you know, they might give you some percentage and say, you know, they tell me, well, Bill, you know, 85% of those who are coming are really asylum seekers, when just the opposite is true. Because if that was the case, if 85% of them had legitimate asylum claims, then you would see 85% of them being released. But you're having as many as 95% now being stopped and held on the other side of the border. They're hearing their cases and they're released back, you know, back into Mexico. You know, it's, you know, some of this stuff, Marianne, just should be common sense that we shouldn't have to be, you know, like the other day I was, we had a report where, you know, I think it was, Maria Espinoza again from the Remembrance Project. She said they were shipping people into the interior of the country in Aurora, Colorado. She was just at a holding center there and she went there, and I said, Aurora, Colorado, you got to be kidding me. I thought you'd be closer to the border. She goes, Bill, they can't handle the amount of people coming to the border that they have to triage them into the interior of the country. And so, I mean, common sense would tell you that if they're that far into the interior of the country and you release them, it's easy for 85% of them to get lost and forgotten.
Right. Well, and the figures, you know, really are about 6% of these people are granted asylum. So 94% of them who are being, you know, released into the interior of the United States and won't show up for their asylum hearing, they don't belong here. And, you know, we were witness in El Paso at the airport to a special line, and this was a few months ago. We've brought it to congressional attention, and there's some investigating being done. But there was a special line that illegal aliens were in, holding packets staying on the front of them. We don't speak English. Please help. They did not have their belongings put through the x-ray machine. They were not put through the body scanners. They were in line with open containers of water and soda, being escorted through specially. And we did a lot of investigation, found out that their asylum paperwork is the only form of identification they had. And that name on that did match the boarding pass to get on a plane 85% of the time. So we have people unvetted. We don't know who they are, really, in the 20 days or less that they're releasing them. Getting on more.
Marianne, we got to go to break, but I want to pick it up when we come back. More from Marianne Mendoza after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the era, Marianne Mendoza continues with us. She's an angel mom whose son was killed by an illegal alien. And so you can imagine, you know, her heart and the way she's defending other moms that, you know, I'm sure, Marianne, it is your passion that America not have any more angel moms in its future. But when you see the incompetence of how things, and I say incompetence not because of border security personnel, but this is really a problem with Congress. You know, we saw recently Elijah Cummings, you know, berating, you know, McElhinney during a hearing. And you're going, wait a minute. He's the guy that has the ability to create laws. They've handcuffed the secretary here, and then he's yelling and berating him, and they haven't given him the tools that he needs in order to run an effective operation. How does that make sense?
It doesn't, and I've been present at some of these hearings where they do talk to our Border Patrol chief like that, and, you know, others that come to testify, and it makes me sick because, just like you said, those are the very people who have the ability to make the changes, and they're just doing what they've done for decades. They bring the topic off the shelf long enough to talk about it when the American citizens are screaming and yelling about it, and once things have settled down, then they put it back on the shelf. The problem is people aren't settling down anymore because President Trump is walking the walk and doing something about it, and they despise him for doing this. Because
exactly.
I honestly feel like the money that was set aside decades ago by President Reagan, the money was used by Congress and our politicians in ways that it was not intended. And so, you know, this is why they're upset. They want these monies and these things that are set aside to be available for whatever they choose to spend it on, pork barreling bills and idiotic things that mean nothing to the American people, when in fact we've been screaming for border security for decades. And you know, nothing I say or do will bring my son back, but hopefully something I say or do will resonate with one of your listeners to get the courage to start standing up and fighting for the security at the border that we constitutionally deserve from our politicians.
Well, the story that you were relating before we went to break, Marianne, I think you probably caused some people to, you know, run off the road to hear what was going on here. As you and I were discussing, there are 48 legal border points of entry into our country, 48. And what is happening in traditional form and fashion is you have people that come across the Rio Grande. They come across anything other than a legal port of entry. And basically, right from the get-go, they're jumping the line, because once they get arrested, suddenly they go to the front of the line. How is that fair?
Yes. Pardon?
Yeah, I'm just saying, how is that fair when they jump the line? They don't go through a legal port of entry, and so now the people who have obeyed the law and coming through, but these people that are coming in illegally, they've got kind of the inside track. They're being guided along, whether it's by coyotes or other interests. As you mentioned, there are attorneys there representing, and I think that they need to be scrutinized, these attorneys who come in that want to circumvent the law and put our national security at a disadvantage. I mean, how are they allowed to do this?
Yeah, you have attorneys that are aiding and abetting, you know, illegal aliens entering our country illegally, fighting for them. But on top of that, you've got a nation, the greatest nation in the world, and these people come here illegally. You have politicians who, elected politicians who fight for them, try and change laws to accommodate them, give them everything for free that American citizens should be deserving of. And then when they do kill somebody in our country, the politicians provide a sanctuary place for them to go to hide from our laws. What other country in the world provides that for you or I if we enter illegally? None of them.
Exactly.
And so it's not only these attorneys who are aiding and abetting, it's our politicians who know dang well what these people are doing, and they're turning a blind eye to it and fighting for them above you or I. This is treason to the umpteenth degree. And these are the issues that I try and bring to light to people. Start fighting. This isn't just about an illegal cross the border and they're separating the families. This goes much deeper than that.
The system is corrupt, Marianne. I mean, the fact that you've got politicians that won't pass laws, the fact that you've got court systems that allow people to, come in with felonies. I mean, forget about three strikes. I mean, they have an endless number of strikes that they can have, like in the case of the individual that killed your son. And they just get a hand slap? I mean, and, you know, what does it take? I mean, is five the number? Is six number? I mean, you know, we know with Kate Steinle in the Bay Area, I mean, you had somebody that was, what do you have, five, six felonious accounts on his record?
Yeah, I mean...
This is absurd, and we're talking a couple, and so don't think for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, these are exceptions. This is what's happening across our country to other angel mom and angel families. This is disgusting, and as Marianne is saying, is that it demands right now more than ever, the conditions in our country demand an activated citizenry. You cannot be part of the silent majority anymore. You have got to speak up, and we have to take back our country, don't we?
Absolutely. And when you see every Democratic presidential candidate on stage raise their hand that illegals deserve free health care in our country, that tells you where our country is headed. And if people don't start paying attention, you know, yes, it is about the economy. Yes, you can't be a one-issue voter. I get that. But when it comes to illegal immigration, it isn't just a one-issue vote because that affects our country economically. It affects it, you know, with people being injured. You know, they say 4,300 Americans are killed every year by illegal aliens. But there's hundreds of thousands of American victims of crime, identity theft, assault, rape. And so when you add this all up, you know, 9/11 was a horrific time in our history. But when you stop to think that more people are killed every year than 9/11 by illegal aliens in our country, when are Americans going to go, oh, my gosh, you know, this is a tragedy beyond words that's happening every year because it's a trickle-down effect. You know, it's, you know, here and there, it's not, you know, 4,300 people all at once. But so many of these stories are hidden in the news. We've got to dig for them. We have to find them in, you know, sources unavailable. Oregon is the only state that they actually keep statistics at the prisons there to where a gentleman, David Cross, is able to get those statistics every month. How many illegals are in their prison system, what crimes they committed, what county they committed it in, and how many of them have ICE holds on them. And this is what we need in every state, you know, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Because of, you know, quote, racial profiling, they won't keep those statistics for us and get them for us. And that's sad because we deserve to know.
Exactly. Well, this is, again, this is why the system is so corrupt and so pervasive that you've got elected officials not doing their jobs. You've got an activist court system that allows, illegal aliens to come into this country. First of all, once you've crossed the border, I keep saying, and the irony is so rich, Marianne, is that you break the law coming into this country. What in heaven's, you know, possible earth can you think that somehow because they crossed the border, now they're going to be law-abiding?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, and ending this Flores agreement will send a clear message to the world. Don't come here and think that you're going to enter illegally and just be released. You're going to be held indefinitely until we find out who you are, what you want, and the fact that you do not, you can't get asylum because you don't qualify for it. So this is
exactly
what we're talking about.
Well, we the people deserve better. And Marianne Mendoza, I cannot thank you enough for this fight that you're fighting on behalf of the citizens of this country. And again, our hearts are with you as an angel mom for the loss that you have sustained, the permanent separation from your child. Marianne Mendoza on Bill Martinez Live. Marianne, thank you so much for being with us. Look forward to continuing the conversation, okay?
Thank you very much, Bill.
You know, know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China has hinted that trade talks with the Trump administration could start again very soon, and it has sent global stocks and, since the opening bell this morning, Wall Street stocks up. The Vice President's Chief of Staff, Mark Short, saying of the news,
I can't sit here and tell you when there'll be a deal. I'm optimistic that eventually we will get a deal, but I think the President's been very clear about his position here. For many years, we've had administrations that have basically provided China with favorable terms in which they've continued to even violate those. This president said we're not going to do that anymore, and he's doing that to protect the American worker.
Meanwhile, the Commerce Department has revised its figures concerning economic growth in the year's second quarter. It shows the economy growing at a rate of 2% even. Hurricane Dorian could be a Category 3 when it strikes the southeast U.S. this weekend, and this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Biff Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
I'll tell you, living vicariously through yourself and having an awkward moment just to experience it, these are tough things in this time and age. But we do that just for fun and for amusement. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. John Tamney is joining us. He's the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Bill. Great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, let's talk about the Fed chief, Jerome Powell. You posed the question, is Powell or Chinese President Xi a more dangerous threat to the U.S.?
I don't think either are a major threat. You know me, I don't think the Fed is a very important driver or factor in economic growth. I think when we talk about the Fed as important to progress, we insult the most dynamic economy in the world. So if it's not Powell, you can maybe say it's Xi Jinping, but only because he may impose tariffs as a bad response to our own tariffs. The reality is that China is a huge driver of U.S. growth and vice versa. We're better off the more we trade with China, and I hope we do.
Well, I'm with you on this, John, is that, and we've been saying all along, look, we've been dealing with this nagging problem with China for decades, and it's taken one President Trump to come out. I mean, who else would have done this? I mean, you know, Bill Clinton didn't do it, George W. Bush, Senior, Junior, I mean, on and on, Barack Obama, and everybody complained about it. And so Donald Trump, I mean, to me, it's such a slap in the face of our whole system and economic system that, you know, Donald Trump says, look, we're going to play fair here. And he has made this a, you know, a clear issue for his administration. And I believe in, you know, it's just a matter of how much courage does, you know, the media has been taking, you know, nips at him, of course, the Democratic Party, and as we enter into this campaign season. But this is something that's needed. And I think that if the truth be known, what you're hearing on the street in these areas that are most affected, whether it's agriculture or other areas of commerce, you know, they're going, okay, this is worth the fight. I mean, we're in it this far, and we're in it to win it. And it seems that there is some breakthrough coming. I mean, it looked like China was going to straight arm the whole process, because I think some of the thinking there in China was that, look, at America could be under new management. If we get Democrats in there, we can probably get a better deal and maybe go on with business as usual, because they've allowed us to do this for so many years, as opposed to this Donald Trump guy.
I'm confused. I don't see why it's been a struggle all these years. I think that we're so much better off with Chinese imports coming to the country than we were when the country was poor. And I have to say, I will be the judge of whether something's fair. What's fair to me is that more people are competing to serve my needs. I think it's very unfair when politicians presume to dictate whom I'm going to trade with. These countries don't trade, individuals do. There are so many things to praise about President Trump's presidency, but I think these attacks on China are one of the things not to praise.
Mm-hmm. So you have a problem with you don't think it's worth fighting?
No. Why would I think it's worth fighting? I want. I'm an individual. It's my right to have as many people as possible competing to expand the value of my paycheck. It's not my job to protect markets for U.S. producers who feel that the Chinese are too competitive. How does that improve me? How does it improve the economy? Again, I hear that China's the enemy. I think China was a much bigger enemy when per capita income there was $175 a year. Now, precisely because they're prospering, so many U.S. businesses attain so much growth from there. GM sells more cars in China than it does in North America. Apple sells a fifth of its iPhones there. It's the second largest market for McDonald's, second largest market for Nike. I want more of this, not less of this.
Mm-hmm. And your argument would go along with those that have said, look at, you know, if the greedy corporations, you know, want to deal with China, and they know the rules, they know that they're going to have their intellectual property stolen. I mean, something that's done outside of, you know, coercion, you know, if they say, look at the rules to play are, and here's the ante, is that you've got to give up intellectual property in order to have entrance into our market. That's one thing, as opposed to, you know, them just invading and coming into our country and stealing our intellectual property.
Well, again, the first thing I would say is that if we're going to start jailing people for alleged IP theft, I suppose we would have to rip Thomas Edison and Henry Ford out of their graves, and also Steve Jobs, because he was notoriously open about how he did it all the time. And maybe we jail Bill Gates too. Once we go down that path, the U.S. had lots of it, and I think this is a good thing. Any dynamic country has lots of it. But I would just add, what would you steal? Because, see, Jeff Bezos freely acknowledges that he's wrong the majority of the time. So which ideas are you going to steal from him? And let's add that when Amazon became a public company, I was a shareholder and still am. I was ridiculed for owning their shares. People said, why would you own a company that can't make a profit? Bill Gates freely acknowledges most of his ideas would fail. And so I think it's really a stretch to say that, oh, if you just steal intellectual property, that's the path to prosperity. It's really hard to know what to steal. Mm-hmm. I'll just give you one example. Apple was ridiculed for bringing out the iPhone. Remember how Steve Ballmer said it wouldn't succeed? BlackBerry, which was the dominant phone at the time, said, oh, please, that's going to be a niche market. And so I imagine, based on that, a lot of people stole BlackBerry's IP. How'd that work out? I mean, I just think it's really presumptive to suggest that it's so simple. And I think we insult U.S. business when we presume that their genius can so easily be transported elsewhere.
Yeah. Well, I've always maintained that the person who has the idea has a special inside track in terms of being able to, you know, develop that idea, that people can come in and steal something, but it really doesn't have staying power because there's just something, you know, unique to somebody who is the discoverer, the founder, or the innovator of said idea. Do you find that to be the case?
Oh, I totally agree with you. I mean, how about you and I go follow Steven Spielberg around for a year? We could have access to all of this information, but we could never make a Steven Spielberg film. And yeah, I think the same idea many of the listeners no doubt know. Pixar, mm-hmm. most arguably the most successful movie studio in the world today. But as their founder, Ed Catmull, says, you know, all of our movies are, as he said, suck at first. We're only able to make them good because we've got such remarkable talent. So I think it's really, when we start saying that, oh, they're succeeding because they're stealing from us, if something can be mimicked, it's not that innovative in the first place. If it's innovative, it's very hard to mimic. Elon Musk, as an example, really says, hey, come on into my factories, look around all you want. And he knows two things. A, he's hard to reproduce, but B, if they do reproduce it, great, because you're expanding the market for that kind of automobile.
Right.
So, I'm one of these people. I do not side with the idea that China's a threat.
Yeah. Well, I and along that thinking, and I have said that the opportunity for China is that if they unleash their labor force to really pursue, a creative experience, what would that do overall to competition and the impact it would have internationally if you had this this new breed of creativity coming out of China as opposed to somebody that's copying things?
Oh, absolutely, and I think that's where it's going. As Peter Thiel always says, great moments in business only happen once. And so for the Chinese to really become innovative, they're going to have to come up with their new ideas. And that's what's so exciting to me. That's a big country. Imagine if there's 5 or 10 Steve Jobs equivalents there. Think how much better our living standards will be once they start mass producing things like phones, but things that eventually private jets are going to be common. And I'm guessing they make
exactly. John, we got to go to break. We got more from John Tamney after this. Stay with us.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy 2 bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill.
Wow.
Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV.
Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation.
And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device.
Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars.
Does your cable company do that for you?
I don't think so.
Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV.
So say adios,
arrivederci,
goodbye to the high cable bill,
and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today.
These are limited time offers and can change at any time.
Call fast.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. John Tamney continues with us, author of Popular Economics and Who Needs the Fed? He's the director of the Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. John, real quick, before we get into our next topic in this segment, I wanted to get your read on, the hype and the reckless, I believe it's reckless rhetoric coming from the left and progressives that almost want to, cheer for a recession in our country. What do you say about that?
Lots of typical partisanship. Can they make anything happen? No. There's this assumption that if they convince people that we're in a recession, that will cause one. If anything, that would cause a boom. Think about it. What drives economic growth? Savings, unspent wealth, investment. And so assuming people buy into this notion that the world's about to end and they start consuming less, that would actually increase the capital base in the country and enhance it. So, people play partisan politics. I don't worry about it. If the policies are right, there won't be a major downturn.
Well, and, a good point you make here, and that is sometimes when people feel like, the pressure is on and there's bad news, being productive animals that we are. See, this is one of the things that, and I think you and I have discussed this before, that is greatly underestimated about American ingenuity and their spirit of work, is that we're just hardworking people. And so if we hear that, there's some bad news on the horizon, I don't see Americans packing it up, and staying home. If anything, they just they become more productive and work all the harder, don't they?
Yeah, I've never bought into this notion that the media can talk us into a recession. A recession is caused by a lack of investment, and so the media can't create that. I think a good example of this would be to go back to 1984. According to USA Today, the media against Ronald Reagan heading into the election was 93% negative, most of it about the economy. Well, what was the electoral result? 49 states to 1. People aren't stupid, and I think too often our side presumes that people are stupid. They say low information voter. No, Americans get it. If we think that markets are smart, and we do, the electorate's smart too, and it will just see through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, money will go where, you know, it's invited and respected and appreciated, and so will our efforts. And, you know, now that Donald Trump has gotten, you know, these burdensome regulations out of the way, I mean, initially it started out 2-1. You know, for every new one, he was going to eliminate 2. I think the last count is something over 20 now. 20 are eliminated for every one that's enacted. So, you know, this is getting big government's foot off the throat of productive Americans. And look what's going on, you know, what's happening with our economy. Let's talk supply-side economics, what people do not understand, you know, what's going on. Break it down for them, would you?
I think most people think supply-side economics is about the revenue maximizing point of taxation, but really what it is, it's just a way of thinking that says that the more that we reduce the barriers to production, the more we get of it. And so there are four main barriers to production: taxation, that's a price placed on work, a regulation, tariffs on foreign goods, and unstable money values. And so when there are fewer tariffs, fewer regulations, lower taxes, and more stable dollar, that is supply side economics. It frees individuals up. It removes noise and barriers so that people can just produce.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and that's the thing. And when people are producing, time and again, we find out we've got more happy campers on the plantations here, right?
Oh, without question, you know, let's never forget that the default state for the American people is growth. And I would argue that's because we descend from really courageous people who crossed oceans and borders, risking their lives to go to a place where they didn't even speak the language, but they desperately wanted to taste opportunity and freedom. And so I think we're different. I fully subscribe to that we're not a race, but we're an ideal, and it makes us different.
Exactly.
Because of what brought people here. And so when these kinds of people are free, when barriers to their effort are removed, the results are remarkable. You know, we're the most dynamic economy on earth. And so economic growth is very simple. That was my argument. I wrote Popular Economics when there's still lots of pessimism, and I said, you know, this is easy. We can fix this, and I would say that even if the economy were slow, remove the barriers, people do fine.
Yeah, there's a thing called critical mass and natural inertia. People will gravitate to what is natural for them to do, and it is within our DNA. I believe, you know, there's some people just flat out lazy. Well, that's just, you know, part of the human condition. But for the most part, people understand, you know, to be fruitful, multiply, go out there, be productive, provide for their families. You know, they're happy campers. And there's enough empirical evidence historically to prove that fact. And just as you say, it's what brought people from thousands of miles away, that light on a shining hill that still shines bright. And it's a little bit brighter right now in terms of opportunity, but we've got to get our acts together in some other areas, whether it has to do with, you know, our border security or border insecurity, you know, some of the inner workings and machinations of just the political system that it just seems to be malserving the people right now. And but look at, as you say, you have confidence in the people. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. And, you know, there's no room for the silent majority these days, I believe, John.
Yeah, well, I would still say, I let's never, ever, ever forget that to the rest of the world, boy, are we lucky people. Let me stress that I would say that no matter who is in the White House. That's not to say that I don't have my preferences, but we are so lucky, and people around the world would give anything to have Donald Trump as their president. I would say the same thing. They'd say it about Barack Obama. They would say it about Bernie Sanders, because in the United States, no one can ever grow too powerful. People are broadly very free, and let's never forget that the world admires us, and let's act like we're admired. Let's not be petty at all. And I think sometimes we see that when we say that when we complain about the Chinese selling to us and ripping us off. No, they're not ripping us off. They want to serve the most productive people on earth. And I think we also have to keep that in mind it's understandable that people from around the world, the world's poorest, would still want to make their lives here. Where else would you go but the United States? And I would add that that's an inconvenient truth to the left. They always say that the great wealth and inequality hurts poor people. Guess what? The rest of the world doesn't agree. They come to the United States and they migrate to the richest parts of the United States because that's they know that's where the opportunity is. And that, for me, is a source of great pride. And I think that our side should talk about it more.
Well, look what, to your point on this, John, you know, the G7, you know, what was being said about America. I mean, clearly, I mean, the media wasn't about to report on this, but, you know, some of this, you know, eked out. And the idea was, is that, you know, the rest of these world leaders are going, hey, we want to follow Donald Trump's lead. Maybe we need to cut back taxes. Maybe we need to, you know, consider the strategy that Donald Trump has been employing in America and follow his lead, right?
I just think we should do it in a lot of different ways. I think it should be, yes, follow our lead on taxes. In the U.S., our taxes are still too high. Let's reduce them. But I would add that I think Trump should be very clear and say, hey, we're the biggest, baddest players on earth. Our businesses are all around the world. We're going to zero on tariffs. We don't care what you do, but this is what rich countries do. Rich countries open themselves up to the world's plenty because we're selling to all of you. And, oh, by the way, that dollar, this unstable dollar that has wreaked havoc around the world, including the United States, we're going to stabilize it. That's what rich countries do. And so I think that there's some responsibility here, and I don't mean this militarily, but we've got to act like the big boys. The only closed economy is the world economy, and let's stress that. And so it doesn't make us look very admirable when we're saying, well, you're damaging your people and you're damaging your companies and your economy with tariffs, so we're going to damage ours. I think that, to be fair, if we're going to cheer ourselves on for tax cuts, which we should, we also have to criticize when I think we're shrinking ourselves by saying, oh, wait, we want to be you guys are being stupid, so we're going to be stupid, too, and weaken ourselves with tariffs.
Yeah, and I appreciate that argument. And, you know, that's been demonstrated and definitely has been discussed. You know, what you're sharing with us, John, you know, my tendency is, as you heard me early on, was saying, look, I think it's an opportunity for a do-over for America to kind of write the ship here a little bit. And once we do, then, you know, moving in the direction of what you're talking about, to be effectuators of it as opposed to, you know, being reactive to what's going on. Is that possible? I lost you here, John. Are you there?
I don't like when governments do things, and so reactive scares me.
Right. Well, and I understand that, and I'm with you on this. I'm just looking at a, you know, bit of a feathering process here or something to so that we can kind of get things in order. I mean, you know, if we just you pose an interesting perspective. You're causing me to reconsider some of my thought processes here, as you can probably tell.
Well, I would
so,
hope so.
Yeah, I mean, hey, this is why we talk. I mean, if both of us agree, as they say, you know, one of us is unnecessary. So this is why we have these conversations, right? So, John Tamney, always appreciate it. John, how can people be in touch with you?
Oh, you can find me on realclearmarkets.com and on Twitter at John Tamney. And thank you so much, Bill. This is a great show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
maybe not today.